Welcome to Positivitini.
Messages of hope, support, and inspiration.
In 10 minutes or less.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Erica Ishii.
I'm Amy Dallin.
I've had to give up sometimes on chasing down the details because this is going to sound like a bizarre comparison, but I swear it is in the ballpark of what we're talking about. I've discovered, and I don't know if it's ever come up on the show before, but I've talked to other colleagues who've worked at the comic book store with me, and we've realized that you sometimes remember people by their face, by their name, by the conversations that you've had, but there is another category by which you remember people, and that is how you feel based on your previous interactions.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I can't remember what this customer said to me, I know which ones kind of always make me feel more relaxed because I know they're just generally sweet about things, like when they walk through the door, and, you know, less likely to get into it, but you also remember the opposite, where you're like, can't remember what we fought about, but I'm going to be careful, you know, and it's interesting because just of the, like, that categories of memory can be put down just in general of like, this was a good feeling, this was a bad feeling. And we've discovered, like, you can actually get two customers mixed up because they both make you laugh in a similar way.
Yeah.
I love that. That's almost sort of like your animal brain is like, this is the important things that you should remember.
Yeah, have you ever versions of that, but the fun versions are really fun.
Have you ever had that? Because this has happened to me. Where the slip of that is like, here's a person that makes you feel a certain way, right? But then you see someone who kind of looks like that person who inherently will make you feel the way that the other person does.
Oh, yep.
Uh-huh. That has happened to me a couple times where it's like someone has the similar haircut of someone who makes me feel comfortable. So I will instantly feel comfortable talking to them.
Yeah.
Like
you
that
must be hilarious. You wear that kind of jacket.
That happens to me all the time.
I like this conversation because I don't know if this is a two-parter, but I get frustrated by my inability to have like a normal relationship with time. But talking about time and memory in this way is making me appreciate the sort of what can be fun in how bizarre and changeable
right.
those experiences mm-hmm. are.
It's part of the human experience. We are not computers. We don't have perfect recall. It's okay to remember time and feelings differently.
This
no one
is
knows
the thing.
What time it is. Give
yeah.
up.
Does anyone yeah. really know what time it is? Ba-da-ba. Here's the thing that, like, will sometimes really F me up is thinking about, okay, here's how my mind works. Everything that is not right now in this second does not exist.
Okay.
And I think about that all the time because after literally the immediate second we are in, everything that we think happened didn't. Because my perspective, your perspective, a written perspective, even a videoed perspective is from a point of view.
Mm-hmm.
There is literally no truth about the past. Because every moment that we move on from is gone, is not existent. So we will all three, and everyone listening, walk away from this moment with a different experience of it. Even though at some point it was concrete fact, it no longer exists. And so everything we feel or think about this moment is wrong.
I mean, if you want to get philosophically crazy with it, we don't know that any of this is happening at all.
Correct.
Yeah. But I think that's, you know, another reason why it's important to understand different perspectives. Because
yes.
There are things that are truer than others, but in some ways there are no objective truths about an experience of a thing.
Yes, and that's why Erica, thank you, because this is why this is something that I try to remind myself all the time, is that it's very easy to remember exchanges and whatever arguments or whatever you have, of like, well, I was right and they were wrong, or they started it with me, or whatever.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But there is literally no such thing as truth when it comes to the past. It is all about perception and experience. And so it is quite possible that your memory, your experience of the past, and someone else's experience of the past are both correct. And that is why it is so important to remember of like, is this worth disagreeing about? This is a thing I think about all the time. Is it worth disagreeing about? And especially when it comes to something like this, of like, hey, listen, you said something that upset me, and I said something that upset you. But when it comes down to it, like, we're both upset that we're upset, and I think we can work from there and find the truth in this moment. Instead of trying to, like, justify our actions in the past, find the truth. And that's not always possible. Sometimes there is, like, you know, within yourself, an objective truth about the past. If this person said some stuff, and, like, we're not coming back from that. But I think that there is a certain point of, like, hey, you know what? That thing you said, maybe I also said something.
Yeah, as we say, there are sometimes just a more objective truths or more objective right things to be remembered from the past. But at the same time, too, it's really important to communicate your experience of it and to listen to and try to understand another person's experience of the past and memory in order to try and reconcile the two.
Thank you for joining us.
Tune in again every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Until then, take care of yourselves.